in the first one, If It Happens to Post, I was talking a lot about gender roles and stuff like that. I need to keep at that, you know, because it's making me think a lot. This quote by, hold on, I gotta see if I can still record even after this thing. Does it keep going? Yeah, apparently. Lou, hush. Hang on, I'm gonna try to find that. At least that's good. You can keep recording without, you know, and still back out of the frame and go to read stuff. And that'll be very helpful because I can actually read my poetry. Maybe I'll do that instead of rambling on about this stuff. But first I want to read that quote. Okay, here it is. By Nin. Nias Nin. I don't know. Some things I can't pronounce. Sorry, Ditsy. I do not want to be the leader. I refuse to be the leader. I want to live darkly and richly in my femaleness. I want a man lying over me, always over me. His will, his pleasure, his desire, his life, his work, his sexuality, the touchstone, the command, my pivot. I don't mind working, holding my ground intellectually, artistically, but as a woman, oh God, as a woman, I want to be dominated. I don't mind being told to stand on my own feet, not to cling, be all that I am capable of doing, but I am going to be pursued, fucked, possessed by the will of a male at his time, his bidding. So that really flipped my lid because I'm a very masculine person. I'm a straight man. I wear dresses. I'm a total fucking sweetheart in many ways, and I cherish that role. I have a certain need to please, you know, where it's almost as if I'm your little sweetheart, you know, and some kind of a sense, you know, it'd be like, well, I fucking want that. I want to be that, you know, I want to be her, you know, but I'll tell you, on the opposite side of it, I think that, you know, if I was a woman, I'd want the same thing. I would want an amount of balls and fortitude and fucking, you know. Here's the thing. My sister's husband, he's a ballsy fucking dude. He's a prototypical type dude. You know, he's a guy. He's a fucking man, you know. He's younger than me. You know, he's a sweetheart. You know, he used to play football and whatnot. You know, he works in business. And he knows what the fuck he's doing. He provides for her. And, you know, there's a lot of freedom within that. She gets to be herself in myriad ways, you know. They have a happy life together. And I'll tell you, I mean, when I hang out with them and visit with them, we get in that nice, expensive fucking SUV. You know, he drives the fucking car. He drives fast as nails. There's no fear there. There's no trepidation. You know, pass back a beer and fucking drink in the back of the car. Fuck a seatbelt, you know. There's so much fucking comfort in that. And it's seductive, and I understand why women fucking want a man, you know. And, you know, I'm going to continue my thoughts about this. You know, it's complicated. It's complicated. And essentially, my premise today is that, hey, look, I want it both ways. You know, hopefully, you know, I don't know, I possess both qualities and both traits, and it's not as if I'm some kind of a pushover or a swish or a fucking, like, needy little fucker, you know? I'm nothing like that. But at the same time, you know, I think Lou, can you shut the fuck up real quick? Yeah, I don't know. This is a quandary, and I'm going to fucking pursue it here for my own psychology and hopefully for y'all's entertainment. And with that, I will bid you adieu and see if this fucking app will actually process something.